Well, Governor Janet Mills has created a voluntary carbon program for the state's 86,000 woodland owners. She's also ordered a task force to come up with recommendations by September. Task force member Tom Doak, executive director of the Maine Woodland Owners Association, says the panel's work will include creating guidance on climate-friendly woodland practices and identifying ways to incentivize those practices.
It gives us an opportunity to really look at how the small and medium woodland owners might contribute to carbon sequestration and also benefit from carbon markets, which they are not able to benefit from now because the way the markets operate.
Doak says existing carbon market programs, which compensate landowners for the carbon they store in their trees, are cost prohibitive for small landowners who account for about a third of Maine's forest landowners. The task force meets for the first time on Friday.